Are the Drag Race UK judges suggesting a US versus UK Drag Race spinoff? We'll discuss it next on Drag Race News Weekly. There's no turning back. RuPaul's Drag Race is a cultural phenomenon. RuPaul's Drag Race is a hit in the States, it has overtaken Thailand, there are rumors of Drag Race Down Under, and it begins today in the UK. And now, drumroll please, it's got a new spinoff in Canada. The news was announced this week by the Queen of the North herself, Miss Brooklyn Heights. On her Twitter, she says, "Herstory. I remember a year ago, I was in the World of Wonder offices just after filming season 11, and I said, I want a Canadian Drag Race, and I want to be a judge. Well, dreams come true, and I couldn't be more excited or honored to be a permanent judge on Canada's Drag Race." Brooklyn will be joined on the panel by Unreal actor Jeffrey Boyer Chapman, fashion icon Stacey McKenzie, plus special squirrel friend and Canadian media personality Tracy Melcher, who, rumor has it, will be making home visits to the contestants and giving them challenges and a taste of reality? Home visits? This already sounds a little different than what we're used to, eh? Are you excited, Canada? Do any of our Canadian viewers have a favorite queen they'd like to see on season one? Well, comment below and let us know. Congrats to Brooklyn and World of Wonder for another groundbreaking spinoff. Speaking of spin-offs, today is the day, squirrel friends. The Drag Race UK premieres on BBC Three and WOW Presents Plus. And when you're done watching each episode, be sure to tune in each week, Sundays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, starting this Sunday when myself and my AfterBuzz TV panel, Jackie Borowski, Jayla Rocks, and Ollie Drennan, as we give our American take on the British show when we recap each of the Drag Race UK challenges, drama, and fashion on the runways. Just be sure to subscribe to AfterBuzz TV competitions on YouTube so you don't miss a single episode or a moment of the drama. In an interview with The Guardian, Drag Race UK judges Alan Carr and Graham Norton had this to say about the UK's version of Drag Race when interviewer Chris Godfrey said, "I've seen the first episode of your show, and it's a lot more messy and anarchic than the US version." Alan Carr says, "Drag queens in the UK, they survive it all. There's a hen party, a stag party, people throwing beer bottles. They work not on their heels, but on their wits." And Graham Norton says, "Even the ones that aren't funny are funny. Suddenly you realize how unfunny some of the American ones are. Wow, ouch! Could this be the beginning hints of the US versus UK version of Drag Race? I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a Drag Race War of the Worlds. Cheerio." Now, one last thing before I go. Also announced this week, there are now 13 seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race now on Hulu. As Shangela would say, hallelujah, we say hululu. Yes, you can now watch and rewatch seasons 1 through 6 on Hulu, as well as 5 seasons of Untucked and All-Star seasons 1 and 2 anytime you want. Want to brush up on your Drag Race trivia? Want to be ready for submissions for season 13? Or just want to relive the nostalgia of your favorite season? Well, here's your chance. Relive the rise of the Heathers on season 3, the iconic All-Stars season 1 lip sync between Raven and Jujubee, or Laganja Estranja's meltdown on season 6. Which season will you watch first? Well, thanks for watching Drag Race News Weekly, and I hope that you will tune in each week for even more news, gossip, and oh yes, definitely more tea. Feel free to share the news that you're hearing about with me on Twitter, at Lorraine Love. That's L-O-R-A-Y-N-E-L-O-V-E. That's all for now. Until next week.